Blackstone Audiobooks presents Honor and Glory by Kim Murphy. Chapter 1. Fredericksburg, Virginia, December 18, 1862. Metal pounded on partly frozen earth. Picks and shovels tapped and scraped, hundreds of them chipping away precious red clay in the brisk winter air. Alice McGuire looked to the heights, and grim reality replaced any thought of war's glory. Men in blue woolen overcoats carried white flags of truce while Confederate soldiers looked on. Many rebels also wore blue. Beside shallow trenches, pale corpses glistened in the sunlight. Hundreds upon hundreds of bodies stacked on top of one another, mostly naked. The picks and shovels were digging mass graves. Queasy to the pit of her stomach, Alice clamped a hand over her mouth. A strong hand grasped her arm and led her away from the ghastly scene.
"The boys came down during the night," Colonel William Jackson explained in his thick Charleston accent. "Many had no shoes. They took advantage of those who no longer needed them."
Wheezing, Alice halted in the middle of the road to catch her breath. She sank, but the colonel caught her in his arms. All of those lives gone. Most of them had been mere boys, even younger than herself. How many mamas, wives, and sweethearts grieved over such a senseless waste. The colonel's coal-black eyes shimmered as he kept a firm grip on her arm until her wobbly knees were steady again. She pressed a hand to her temple and waited for the light-headed feeling to pass.
"I had no idea."
"No one ever does until they've witnessed it firsthand."
Less than a fortnight ago, she had danced long into the night. The officers, so proud and brave, had been especially handsome in their gray uniforms, trimmed with gold-embroidered braids. Most of them, including the colonel, had asked her for the honor of a dance, which she gave cheerfully to the men marching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?